Garrett Scott grew up in the Deep South at a time when segregation was the law of the land, and due to his friendships with African Americans, decided to join the March for Freedom in Washington, D.C., where Dr. Martin Luther King made his famous speech. In this week's StoryCorps Northwest, he describes his experience to his daughter, Sarah. Please be advised that the following interview contains a racial slur that some listeners may find offensive.
I'm almost sure. I'm not sure if it was a Tuesday morning or not. I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was a midweek morning, and we drove overnight and arrived in Washington, D.C. at 7 the next morning. We were going to change the country, and it was such an exciting feeling. Then the speech came, and when you listened to that speech, you just knew that the country was going to turn the corner.
Yeah.
It just had to. He was so inspirational. He wove it together in such a way that it was just captivating. And then he wrapped it up. Thank God Almighty, free at last. And it had the feeling of immediacy.
Yeah.
That was just stunning to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we headed home.
Yeah.
And we were coming across Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped for dinner. The 11 of us went in, sat down at three tables, and we sat there. And finally, the minister who was with us went up and said, we would like some menus, please. We'd like to order. And the waitress motioned to the manager, and the manager came over and said, we don't serve niggers there.
Yeah.
And so we talked about what we should do, and and there were some young people who were quite irate, and we were reminded that all Dr. King is about has to do with nonviolence.
Right.
So let's leave. And we left, and just as we were leaving, there was a Maryland State Police car came roaring into the lot and scattering gravel everywhere as he put on his brakes. And we hurried a little bit and got away from the restaurant. And it was just because I was so, so inspired.
Mm-hmm.
It was so, so crushing.
Yeah.
Because I almost felt like saying, yeah, didn't you listen to the speech, guy?
Right.
But I knew that that wasn't the case, and it hurt.
That was Garrett Scott talking with his daughter Sarah about his experiences in the civil rights movement of the early 1960s. You can hear other StoryCorps Northwest interviews on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Yakima Valley Museum, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.